Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And like I said, folks, people have been saying, when are we going to see justice? Look what they did to the J6ers. Look what they did to the pro-lifers. Look what they did to the homeschoolers. Look what they did to those that went up against the corrupt school boards. When are we going to get some justice? And, well, it looks like we may just be getting some, but go ahead and play that clip, because this talks about the Clintons and Obama.
The DOJ, the DNI, and the CIA are all looking at a 10-year-long government conspiracy case in which they're likely going to look at RICO charges, look at the Democrat Party and the left as some sort of criminal organization writ large, and people like Brennan, Obama, Comey, and the upper echelons of the Democrat Party are all now in the crosshairs of this grand jury that will be impaneled just today.
All right, Patriots. Now, you heard in that initial clip that there has been a grand jury that has already been assembled, and they are investigating and going after the Democrats as a RICO, which is one of the smartest things you can do. Because as we saw with James Comey, the statute of limitations, they were running up against the statute of limitations clock. And that small technicality that caused that judge to toss out his case because the prosecutor had not been cleared through the Senate was one of those small things that you say it was small, but it was huge at the same time. And how many other people that were bad actors did things that are over 5 years ago, over 3 years ago. But with a RICO, as long as the criminal, the crime is still going on, the statute of limitations extends. The statute of limitations date starts when the last crime was committed. And seeing as they still been perpetuating the Russia hoax, they still been talking about things that were lies created by the Clintons and by the Obama administration, which means that the crime still is being perpetuated, so the RICO can still go on. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to this other part as he breaks it down a little bit more. But right after this clip, I'm going to go into some bombshell footage that was released by FBI agent John DeSosa, who really exposes Barack Obama, his CIA ties, and the rest of the information that they drop in there about him, the Bushes, Michelle Obama. You probably have never seen this before. I'm almost certain that you have not. But on this video today, you will have your eyes open to information that you heard speculated about, but now you know to be fact, coming directly from a person who was within the program, within the FBI, who saw the information and was exposed to what was really going on. So we're going to let George Papadopoulos explain the RICO coming down. And then I'm going to get into one other clip as far as with HUD, what they've exposed about the Democrats. And then we're going to get into this full Obama expose, which is jaw-dropping. So check out Papadopoulos as he explains a little bit more as far as what's going on right now with them going after the Democrats. Check this out.
What the DOJ has done here is by looking at the Democrat Party as a whole, as a criminal organization, in parallel to how the mafia was viewed during the time of Mayor Giuliani in New York, it allowed them to extend the time clock by looking at the Democrat Party as some sort of criminal entity that has been basically waging lawfare and engaging in criminal activities for at least 10 years, going back to 2015 up through Joe Biden. So this is not simply about Donald Trump's first term and things that happened to myself and others. This goes into the 2020 election, impeachment 1.0, 2.0, all of the shenanigans during the lawfare effort against candidate Trump this past election and how he valiantly fought back against all of that. This is why this is the most important and significant investigation in modern American history. And it's being conducted with the right people at the right time.
Why did Amazon send me $20,000? Because I use.
So as you heard it, so the RICO is they already got the grand jury. Everything is in full motion. As a matter of fact, President Trump actually put out a post about it saying that you can 100%. Well, somebody he had posted up and he reposted a woman that said, now that it's been exposed, you can bet 100% that President Trump will bring military style prosecutions on these bad actors. Now, check out what has recently been exposed about HUD, which will infuriate you, but would actually add just another log in the file on the Democrat RICO. Check this out.
Well, you know, during the Biden administration, there were over 12 million illegal aliens that came over the border, straining our housing supply and making the costs go up. And so we worked with Secretary Noem at DHS, as you alluded to make sure that only American citizens are living in HUD-funded housing. We also took away FHA-backed mortgages from illegal aliens during the Biden administration. They turned a blind eye. But we're going to keep the law to make sure that these mortgages, which are backed by the taxpayer, go only to the American people. And lastly, we are mandating that every public housing authority give us a comprehensive account who's living in every unit in taxpayer HUD-funded housing.
Wow. Another impact of that wide open border.
So we find out that the Biden administration was giving HUD housing, FHA loans to illegal immigrants rather than American citizens, which is insane. Now, one thing about the Democrats is that whenever they're so ruthless, when they go after each other, they go after each other for the jugular. And right here, I want to show you this clip of Barack Obama in his effort to gain the bid for presidency in 2008. Listen to how he attacks Hillary Clinton, and he also exposes her, which is some of the information that will be used potentially in the RICO against Clinton, Obama, and the rest of them. But check this out, and then we're going to get into what I wanted to really show you what you should be here for. But check this clip out.
When Hillary Clinton says I'm out of touch, I just have to remind people of the track record. So now this is Senator Clinton. This is the same person who has taken more money from lobbyists than any other candidate, Democratic or Republican, taking more money from drug company lobbyists and insurance company lobbyists. This is the same person who says she's voting for the Columbia trade deal. Turns out that her top advisor, her top strategist, was working for the Colombian government to get the bill passed. This is the same person who spent a decade with her husband campaigning for NAFTA and now goes around saying how she was opposed to NAFTA. This is the same person who took money from financial folks on Wall Street and then voted for a bankruptcy bill that makes it harder for folks right here in Pennsylvania to get a fair shake. Hillary Clinton's out there, you know, like she's out in the duck blind every Sunday. She's packing a six shooter. Come on. She knows better.
Boy, there you go. They have to definitely have to use that information when they go after, because now Hill says she's above the law, and Hill says that what the Congress is doing is not legal, and she's a lawyer, so is Slick. Although I believe that Slick had his law license revoked because of the situation he had with, the blue dress woman. And so,
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. So, anyhow, we're going to see what happens there. Let's do this. Let's open the phone lines and let's ask for some smart callers again, like we did yesterday. We got some smart callers, didn't we? All right. Some of you out there that are up, that are with it, right? That are hip. We don't want any of those out there that have been out there, the anarchists that have been out there calling in. Now that might get them to call in, but then everybody, yeah. You think so? Anyhow, we just have to bleep. Yeah, these folks can.
I was saying real quick, one of the things that stood out in that was what he talked about in the RICO charges that's different, where they got away with some of the other stuff or supposedly got away with some of the other stuff. But it says a RICO charge, racketeer, influence, and corrupt organizations is a federal accusation targeting individuals involved in an ongoing criminal enterprise, and that was the stipulation there with that, was that with these RICO charges, because this is something that's ongoing, they're actually able to still go after them in a different fashion.
Well, that's what they tried to bring against me. Three times they tried to use RICO charges on me for saving babies. The charge was that I was taking away money from those from my opposition, or the bloody abortion industry, and so because I was costing them money, and I was they said I was their competition, then therefore they wanted to bring RICO charges. The problem was, in order for that to stick, I'd have to been profiting. I would have had to been making it some kind of a profit by doing that, and I was losing money. It was costing me to save babies out there preaching, saving those babies. So anyhow, they were all thrown out of court all three times, dismissed right in the first few minutes of the court. They had to just toss them. But anyhow, but now they're looking at declaring the entire Democratic Party as a criminal organization, which it is. It may be the world's largest criminal organization. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe so, for sure.
I mean, it is completely corrupted. Let's put the phone number out there. The phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. People complain that we don't give them enough time to call. So we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls here and find out what people think about all of this, what is going on. So, do you know where Panama City is? It's in Panama. And the mayor of the mayor in Panama, I believe there may be a Panama City in Florida, too.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. But there's one in Panama because I was there. The mayor there, his name is Meyer Mizrachi. He's the mayor. And he's telling folks, look, that live in, he said in a message to all those people that live in New York, that if you want to get away from collectivism, if you want to get away from communism, to an economic and social stability, come to Panama. This statement was not a mere comment. It was aimed to position Panama as a safe destination for those who value economic order, individual freedom, and institutional stability. The Panamanian city has consolidated an economic model based on respect for private property, stable tax system, and the use of the U.S. dollar as its official currency. The framework defended by Mizrachi not only facilitates investments, but also ensures the predictability required by those both business and families. In contrast, collectivism proposals such as those promoted by Mandumi, that mayor, what's his name? What is it? Moron?
Zorhan Mandami.
Yeah. Like you said, moron. Mandumi carry the risk of discouraging individual effort and undermining the legitimate authority of public institutions. You see what they want to do. Now, here's the brilliance of the – he's got to be put in charge of landlords, people that are landlords. Now you have a Department of Renting or whatever, and they've got this woman in charge, right? And she is going to really crack down on landlords, people that own – rental properties. Now, what do you think that is going to do? Because there's a big, there in New York as it is, it is not good. What do you think that's going to do to those people that are landlords and are taxed, that are taxed to the hilt in New York? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, you're going to chase them out. You're going to force them to take other means to try to protect what they have.
Bunch of them, they're leaving there in large numbers, going to Florida, to Texas, And here, Panama's saying, come to us. You know, we can, you know, we don't have any communism here. So, all right, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. We want some of you very, very intelligent people to call tonight. We want to hear your views on these things. In fact, did you know that our Department of Justice filed charges this week against Yan Lin, a 41-year-old man accused of being part of a very, very complex Chinese money laundering network used to repatriate drug trafficking profits to Mexico. That's right. More than $27 million was sent there to the Mexican cartels. The formal indictment states that Lin and his accomplices allegedly facilitated the transfer of tens and tens of millions of dollars obtained from the sale of fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine in the United States back to Mexico through an opaque financial chain involving cash purchases of electronic goods and shipments to Asian countries. According to the case filed in a federal court in Cincinnati, Mexican drug trafficking groups hired the organization to handle cash generated from drug sales within the territory. Do you think we're ever going to get all of this stuff cleaned up? It's just unbelievable how much corruption is out there. And here, I mean, so much of this happened, was increased because of Joe Biden. I mean, Biden was just completely corrupted. I mean, totally corrupt. So,
you know, what answer to that is, no, I don't think we'll ever get it all cleaned up. I think you may be able to curb some, but until Jesus Christ returns, no.
All right. Venezuela releases dozens of political prisoners amid political crisis and international pressure. That's got to be Americans, right? You would think. Let's read it. Venezuela interim government led by Delcy Rodriguez announced on Thursday, January 8th, the release of a significant number of political prisoners, both Venezuelan and foreign nationals. The measure describes by authorities is an effort to strengthen peace and peaceful coexistence. No, it's not. It's because Trump is putting the pressure on him. Comes amid deep political turmoil following the military operation that culminated in the capture of narco tyrant Nicolas Maduro and his wife by the United States. The announcement was made by Georgia Rodriguez, president of the Venezuelan National Assembly and brother of interim president Delcy Rodriguez, who assumed power after Maduro's capture. Rodriguez stated that the Bolivarian government, together with the state institutions, has decided to release a significant number of Venezuelans and foreign individuals, though no exact figures have been specified. There you go. So, kind of looks like there's prisoners swap going on, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
There's an article. But, unless you got a call.
No. Yeah, we should have had calls by now. I'm wondering if the phones are working. Are the phones working?
Yeah, we have Randy in San Diego.
Okay. Let's go to San Diego. We have Randy. Hey, Randy, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. How you doing?
Okay, Randy, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know who I talked to today? United States Coast Guard. And I'm talking with ICE and United States Federal Border Patrol. And I worked for them.
Oh.
Okay? So I got a lot of intel on that one. Go ahead.
So what did they tell you?
They're doing a lot of operations that I won't disclose on the phone. I will in person, but not on the phone. Stuff's
all right.
Down. Yes, sir. And it's true. I've been here 53 years in San Diego. I grew up in Las Vegas, third highest crime rate in the United States of America in 1976. New York, Chicago, and Las Vegas, Nevada. Go ahead, Ernie.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for sharing that fort with us there. We have we're going to have some very, I think we're going to see some very, very interesting things shortly. I think Trump is about to declare the Insurrection Act, and if he does that, then you're gonna see federal troops being used, and they're going to put this down very quickly. The problem of it is these other governments are going to be saying, you see, even like in Iran, they'll be saying, see, America's got their own problem. They're trying to quell their people. But it's, you know, we have communism that we're up against, and we got to do the right thing. But thanks for calling. All right, very good. The Venezuelan intern, let me know who President Delcy Rodriguez appoints Alexander Grenko Ortega Maduro's butcher, as he was called, as head of security. That's not good at all. But we'll see what happens there, because what do you think, Randy? Is Trump putting a fear into him, or what? Are we going to, because it looks like they're cooperating pretty good right now, that and that the former president, the one that was exiled, is back. But Trump is going to meet with her. But it looks like the former vice president of Venezuela is cooperating 100%. What do you think?
To Maduro, and I believe she knows, and many of the other countries are realizing that Trump is not playing.
He does what he says he'll do, doesn't he? They're not used to that. Okay, and here, our Republican Party's not used to that. This is why I think we're actually going to see some things getting done. So, alrighty, now, who do we have?
We've got Tony and Avon Lake.
Let's go out to Avon Lake with Tony. He's a smart caller. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Pastor. First of all, Biden is Obama's puppet.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. He was. He changed. Biden went when they had something on him or something, because he just totally changed in all his positions. Than from when he was a senator, except for the abortion.
And also on Paul Schiffer's program?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard Kamala Harris is in deep trouble, too. You know, of her communist roots.
Oh, yeah, both her parents were hardcore communists.
Yeah, so,
we'll see what happens with her.
The chickens have come home to roost.
You know who I want to see being caught is that Mariakas. That guy he made a lot of money of child sex trafficking. And he's just up, and you don't hear anything about him. But they know where he's at. But, see, this is why, remember, when Biden appointed her to be the czar, the border czar, Kamala, the czar, and she refused to do it because she knew that sooner or later, when this stuff come down with all of the child and the children and what was happening, she didn't want it to come down on her. And so that's why she didn't do anything. That's why she had no part of that. But you're not going to hear that out there at NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you? Or any of the...
One more thing?
Yeah.
Huma Abedin, Hillary's chief of staff, not too long ago married Alex Soros. And naturally, Hillary was there, probably George. And, of course, our favorite B.I. you know what, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, you had quite an unholy alliance there, huh?
You know, and, you know, like, you know, Huma Abedin has connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, going back to Obama's, you know, administration, or, and somebody ought to check into Obama's, you know, Social Security numbers, because I heard that he had like four of them, and, you know, the first one was issued in Connecticut, and he wasn't even a resident of Connecticut. And, you know, like Wayne Allyn Root has some stuff about, you know, Obama too, so.
Yeah, we did that back when he was running, back in 2007. We brought that out. We brought out all those.
You know,
Social Security numbers he had.
All roads lead to Obama.
Yeah. He had a lot of different names. Barry Sotero was one of the other names that he went by. He has his drug dealer. He had drug dealing names. And so, yep. All righty. Thanks for calling. Who do we have next?
Next we have Steve in North Olmsted.
Let's go out to North Olmsted with Steve. Steve, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
Okay, hanging in tonight.
Well, Trump's 24-hour attack plan they were talking about, they were saying that Russia and Israel, they had like a little, I think the United States was in there, but they had a little talk to kind of hold off a little bit. But also Israel says they need a little bit of time to get ready if Trump does decide to go through. And so 12 to 20,000 people with no executions going on right now. What would you make of that? Because they were telling Turkey and I forget who else there said don't attack.
Well,
that's also Greenland and Iran. So go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think what Trump is doing, they know that he does what he says he'll do, and they also know that, you know, he can take on those strikes. He's able to, you know, take out the leadership like he did with what Israel did there when they took out all of those top generals there in Iran. So they have the ability to do that. And so, but Trump, I think, has given them time for all the corrupt leaders to get out of, to leave Iran, and so that the people could have an actual real election. And I, from what I hear, the Ayatollah is going to be heading to Moscow. So is what is being said. So I don't know.
That explains Russia and Israel. Israel saying we're not ready, and Russia makes a lot of sense. But do you think Trump's going to get Greenland? Because they say now it's going to cost about $700 billion to take over Greenland.
You know, that's things never are the way they seem. Now, I know that there's a lot, you know, a lot more people in Greenland that are saying, you know what, you know, we would like to become a part. I mean, that's growing. But now, when Trump is talking about buying Greenland, you don't have that many people in Greenland.
53,000, from what I understand.
Yeah, and they were actually talking about giving each of the adults, all of those adults in Greenland, $500,000.
They had, you know, something on YouTube says, "Would you sell the country for $20,000?" Says, "We never sell a country." He goes, "How about $100,000?" Go, "Oh, money is money."
Yeah.
Nick, whatever his name is, having fun up in Minneapolis.
But they've actually been discussing giving each adult that's a citizen, a registered citizen of Greenland, up to $500,000. I think if they were to put that offer on the table, the people would say, let's do it. I mean, Greenland would have all to gain. It would be really big in their favor to do with that, because if not, one of these days they could find themselves there occupied by either hordes and hordes of Red Chinese army.
Well, Trump did say that, well, hey, we don't need midterm elections right now. And he looks like he's got something up his sleeve. His pant legs probably, too.
Well, he's a strategist. Trump's a strategist. Yeah. And he puts his stuff out there, and he has his people on the ground saying, what are you hearing? What are they saying? You know, he's not going into any of this stuff blind. He's really learned a lot about the snake pit and about what's taking place with what, you know, when he went into office there, he thought he was a strategist before, but he found out what it was like when he stepped into the swamp. So
when he came down the golden stairway, he says, I'm no politician. And he's further away now from being a politician.
Yep.
And I guess that Ford worker got $800,000 on GoFundMe. So,
yeah.
There's a few things there, but Trump's got some surprises. I think he's just kind of waiting to see what the Democrats end up doing. You know, so somewhere.
Yep.
There was a politician, he's 59 years old, I believe, passed away. It was in Arizona, and I think there's 218 Republicans now total. So they got 218 for majority. So March 10th is some special election. I don't know if it's for that or
okay.
MTG. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks. We'll be back after this.
Sweetheart, don't worry, that's a promise I
All righty. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, folks. Okay, we're back. We got Rick in Chicago. Hey, Rick, you're in the air.
Evening, Pastor.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, almost alive.
All righty.
Does somebody ask what it would look like if the 2020 elections were voided?
Yeah, I did. What would that look like? I mean,
well, that... all his executive orders would be void. All his judges would be unappointed, and anybody else he appointed to the government. And if you can include all the senators and congressmen who got cheated in that same election out of their seats, all his laws that he signed would be voided.
Well, I think a lot of that is already voided because a lot of his executive orders Trump undid, you know, as soon as he got in there. But you're right. What about all those pardons that he gave?
Oh, yeah. What about the Supreme Court Justice?
Oh, yeah. She would be Ketanji. She would be gone, right? Yeah, that would be good.
Nice to drink, anyways.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it would be, you know, right now. If I was Pam Bondi, I'd be working on a whole lot of other things. And, in fact, Bondi says that, you know, when you just heard about all those... 6 Minnesota prosecutors up and quit because they refused to prosecute the cases. They didn't quit. They were fired. They were absolutely fired because they weren't. They refused to do their jobs. Here, I don't know. What do you think about Ms. Bondi? Is she doing a good job? What do you think?
I don't know. Sooner or later, somebody big has to go because... otherwise, the base and others would think that justice doesn't exist, and that's not good for any nation.
That's a big job that she has.
I'm not in possession of all her information.
Well, I know that she's up against all of those lawfare corrupt activist judges, and so... I mean, she really has. I can't think of any time in history when any attorney general has been up against what she's up against. And so.
This is true.
And I know Trump is becoming a little impatient with her. He wants her to do more. Of course, you know, I don't know. I kind of think that she's doing the best she probably can. I think she's really up against. I think it's a lot bigger than she is. What do you think?
I think the presidency is a lot bigger than anybody. Maranatha, yeah. That's all I can say to that.
All right. Well, thank you. You know, here you're living in Chicago. Man, that's hardcore communist country out there. Where you're at, you've got a mayor there that's just... is as anti-American as you can get, anti-God, anti-life, anti-white people. Then you got the governor out there. He's got presidential aspirations, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere, do you? I think he's going to be, I don't think he's as bad as Tampon Tim Walz, but you know, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, wasn't he?
Well, the whole country is not as bad as Illinois, thank God. And so I'm not worried about the governor. The city, that may be hopeless. They were corrupt way before Al Capone. That's just politics here. I know I've been a judge and a poll watcher many times, and it's just the way Chicago is.
The old Daily Machine. I remember very well the Daily Machine out there. And so let me ask you this, a question a lot of people ask today. Do you think that JFK actually won that election?
Probably not, based on, you know, what's been reported.
All those dead people voting, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting thing because there will be people that will vote Republican their whole life and then they die and start voting Democrat, huh?
It's the only thing keeping me alive, Pastor. I don't want my name ruined.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for calling. All right. Very good. We have the case of the boy who demands to shower with girls, and now at the Supreme Court takes a horrible turn. Well, you know, I think there's a whole lot of high school boys that would love to shower with the girls, but they're not so crazy and bold as to think that they could actually do something so wrong and get away with it, huh? And so here, the legal fight brought by a boy who says he's a girl and insists on being on their sports teams, changing with them in the shower room, with them, a case now pending before the Supreme Court, has taken a horrible turn. Two families from the school district have come forward with detailed allegations accusing him of sexually harassing girls on those teams. Now, the charges are not off-the-cuff remarks. They were made in a sworn statement under oath in penalty of perjury. And see, this guy's a biological male, right? He's got all the male parts, but he still, in his mind, he feels like he's a girl. In other words, they think that if they go and they put some lipstick on or whatever, and they feel like a girl, that they can, that they are a girl, that they can get away with that. That's what Democrats do. That's why we call them Democrats, right?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Who do we have?
We have Muriel on the line.
Hey, Muriel, you're in the air. Where's he calling from? Muriel, are you there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. You're the first New Jersey tonight. How are you?
I'm fine. Yes, I was asking Style about that amendment you were talking about, the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah.
And I'm pro-life, and I want to know how I would vote. And I call my senator.
Oh, tell him not to let them change the Hyde Amendment, okay?
Don't let them change it.
Yeah, do not let them, you know, tell them to vote to keep it just the way it is.
Okay,
the Hyde Amendment for 50 years has protected women, children, taxpayers by preventing taxpayer-funded abortion. And so mm-hmm. that's what we want to do. We want to keep it that way. And
so you want to keep it that way?
Yep.
Okay. Are you spelling Hyde, H-Y-D-E?
That Hyde? Would be, let me see. It's H-Y-D-E, H-Y-D-E.
Oh, Hyde Amendment.
Yep, the Hyde Amendment.
There's no number in front of it, right?
Right.
Just the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah, I remember very clearly when it was passed. And in fact, I was working to get that Hyde Amendment passed when it was passed.
Okay, so keep it the way it is.
Yep, that's been 50 years ago.
Okay, so tell them to keep it the way it is and do not change it.
That's right. Call your U.S. senators because they want to make changes in the House. We got to make sure they can do it.
Absolutely. Okay, because our tax dollars are going towards that kind of thing.
Yeah.
To help to promote abortions.
Yep. That's what the... So there you go. Federal tax dollars are to be spent supporting abortion.
Absolutely that's what, not. Okay,
and
thank you. All right. Pastor Sondra, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for calling. God bless you out there in New Jersey. Alrighty. Oh, what? How much time do I have there, Style?
You got about 7 minutes.
Do I have any other calls there right
now? That's it for tonight.
Okay, good, because we're out of time. Alrighty, we have, well, it's time to do the most important thing that we do here on this radio program, and that is give that invitation. So, you talk about change. That's it, folks. There's no greater change in a person from the time he goes from being lost to the time he goes to being saved. So, Randy, you got about 6 minutes to tell the folks out there how they can get to heaven.
Okay. All right. Well, I know at the top of the program there, or we were talking about all of the corruption that's going on, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, people chasing after money, and Bible says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and the Bible here says in Luke, there's a passage that always stands out to me, and it says, this is Jesus speaking a parable, and it says, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. He had a lot. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And so we see here that this rich man, he obviously, it sounds like, thought he had life, he had money, he had whatever he needed to do what he wanted to do. But the only thing he didn't give an account for is how much time he had. And like I said, there's a scripture that we read from Psalms. O Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Because we are really not guaranteed even the very next minute. The very next minute that we have, the next breath that we take is all by the grace of God. But many people, they live as if they have an abundance of just time to do whatever they want to do. And this story is pointing out that we have to make sure that we have our focus right, because we can be putting our focus, many people can be putting their focus on building this or doing this, or I'm going to go to college and I'm going to all of these different things. And you don't even know if your time is going to be up. And so the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And so if you tonight are hearing this and you have not made the decision to accept Jesus Christ, it is definitely, as the Bible said, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then after this is the judgment. So we're all going to go out of here. I was by a cemetery today, and I just happened to pause for a moment and look out at all of those tombstones, the graves and the markers, and it was just like, wow, one day, if I don't go by the rapture, I've got to go to that place. And it's just a sobering reminder. We're going there, but many people don't give that any thought until it's too late. But you can do something about that, because, yes, as I said, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then after this is the judgment. So, yes, we have to go, but one of the things that you can do is you can prepare for that And the way you prepare for that is by accepting Jesus Christ. He is the only one that has paid the penalty or that can pay the penalty for your sins. And when you stand before God, you want to make sure that your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross. And so if that's you tonight and you say, you know what, I really haven't thought about my afterlife, the afterlife, if you would, some people call it. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you can do that. You can ask him to come into your heart. The Bible says in Revelation, behold, he stands at the door and he knocks. He wants to come in and he wants to sup with you. And if that is you tonight, it's simple. It's by faith. It's no works that you can do to earn this. It's by what Jesus Christ did. And so if that's you and you say, hey, you know what? I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Just ask him and I'll pray with you real quick. Lord Jesus, I realize that I am a sinner. And Lord God, I know that there is no one that can save me except for your son, Jesus Christ. And I ask you to come into my heart, Jesus, and to save me from my sins that I may be eternally with God. I ask this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is that simple, but we would encourage you to follow up. You can call Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and you can get other help. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Very, very good. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. You know, when you said that sinner's prayer, 440, you can give us a call at 440-338-1036, 440-338-1036. Let us know. Or write us a little letter. It would be really good to hear from you. Well, I made it through most of the program, but I did get a little bit of a cough here tonight. But anyhow, we're running out of time. How much time do I have? Okay. And so it's always, you know, again, this time what Randy was talking about, folks, you can't afford to take a chance. You can't afford to take a chance. You know, a lot of people say they don't really believe that. Let me tell you, you can't afford to take a chance. No one has ever, ever, ever regretted getting saved. Believe me, there's nothing as real as God's word, nothing. We're out of time for tonight, so we want to say thanks for being here. Thanks for all your support. We want to say good night, and we want to say God bless, and we want to say always, always, always. You ready, Randy?
Always.
Keep.
Fighting.
The fight. 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 Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.